Well, you know, each week at this time, we honor a town, a village, a piano player across the U.S. and a rearranged map of the same. Here with our town of the week is our very own Arnold.
Okay. Located about 90 miles southwest of Nashville, Linden, Tennessee is the county seat of Perry County, named Linden. After the War of 1812 naval hero Oliver Hazard Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Incorporated in 1850, Linden is near the banks of the Tennessee River and home to the Mousetail Landing State Park. Wow. Dedicated in 1986, the park was named after the prominent 1800s river village that featured tan goods as a major commodity. Those cowhides apparently attracted large numbers of mice. The park offers nearly 1,300 acres of space to hike, fish, boat, or explore the archaeological ruins. Huh. Linden currently has a population
of... What sort of ruins are there?
Archaeological ones. Linden
I mean, of what?
I don't know. I guess stuff that they used
Did
to
Did you
have
do this
there.
Research yourself?
No, I just got this in the mail.
From now on, I'd like you to do
email.
The research so you can... If I have questions, or if anyone has a question, you'll be able to.
I will be able to answer them. Archaeological ruins are there. Linden currently has a population.
Oh, that means of something really, really old.
It is something very. There's a lot of old stuff there in Tennessee. Linden currently has a population of nearly 1,000, but that might increase shortly with the addition of a new $23 million automotive parts plant. Furthermore, Linden has just selected as one of 12 state communities to be featured in Tennessee Downtowns, a program to revitalize historic commercial districts in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. If you're in Linden in the next few days, you can enjoy the Battle of Beardstown and the burning of the Courthouse Civil War reenactment, or if that's not your thing, you can enjoy the Buffalo River Spring Fest in nearby Lobelville. Linden also boasts several historical sites, including the Cedar Grove Iron Furnace, one of the last remaining double-stack charcoal furnaces around. It was one of the earliest in the state to revolutionize the hot blast iron smelting technique in the late 1820s.
What is that technique exactly?
It's basically a coal-fired hot smelting technique that they use in Tennessee. Yeah.
You could just say, I have no idea.
No, I prefer not to do that. So I've been doing a lot of research on this place, so I want to sound like an expert. Former Boston...
Is there a cold smelting process? I don't think so.
It's a coal smelting. They
but
use coal.
This is a hot smelting.
No, they use coal, charcoal, to do that. Yeah. Oh. You know, it's like Kingsford or something like that. They throw it in there.
Just finish, will you?
Former Boston Celtic Bob Harris is a native, and during the year, locals root on Perry County Vikings. That's our town of the week, Linden, Tennessee.
Perry County Vikings. Bob Harris. Celtics. I think I got all that. You're talking kind of fast, and I got most of it. We're calling randomly right now, aren't we, Lyle? Lyle, do you call randomly? Really, like I always thought you did. You used to call randomly, didn't you? Try your microphone once. Try talking into it. See that thing, the microphone in, that you never talk into? Yeah, I see. That's why
like
you don't.
It
doesn't work. Can you turn his mic on the board there?
They don't even plug it in.
They don't? Try again.
First, we always call
randomly. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do it randomly? Because you don't have any numbers, do you?
Oh, sure. We have whitepages.com.
You do?
Of course. Doesn't everyone?
How come you always look for Feldman's then, and wherever you are? Like, is there going to be a Feldman?
Those are the old days.
Could you find a Feldman in Linden, Tennessee? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
How about some Arnold's?
So, yeah, Arnold's would be good too. A lot of Arnold's. So, how did you do it then?
What? what was the question?
Did you find a number?
Yes, found a number, and we have.
But I'm curious what the process is.
Very scientific.
Yeah. Well, how? Like?
It's, you know, old point and I forgot what the other word is.
Point and sniff?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. And we got, Matt, you got some here. Matt Votag in Linden, Tennessee. He's online with us for our Town of the Week, Linden, Tennessee. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Is this a busy moment here for you? Can we take a few minutes?
No, absolutely not. I'm just now taking a break from a little bit of yard work. So.
Yeah? What are you doing out there?
Doing some weed eating and some pulling out some old dead stumps and stuff like that.
You got a weed whacker?
Actually, I do. I got a brand new electric one trying to go green.
Yeah? I'm not sure that's it, though. You could just get a scythe and go green.
No. I've tried that. I've got a little bit too much of yard to deal with that.
Really? But if you get really mad at it, you can go through there in a hurry.
You can get mad at it with a weed whacker with what I've got.
Which model did you get of the weed whacker? Is that which one?
It's a new DeWalt, brand new this year, so I thought I'd try it out.
Yeah, what's the number on it, though?
Don't really know.
No.
I've got it over on the charger now. I done run it dry on power, so it's recharging for the riverbank here behind my house.
You got a riverbank? You're on a river?
Yes, sir.
Which river is it?
It's the Buffalo River.
The Buffalo River?
It's one of the few rivers in the United States that runs from south to north.
Oh, yeah, really, huh?
Yeah.
Even in Tennessee, it's running towards the north. That's amazing.
That's and leave it to me. I'm one of those Yankees that moved down here, so.
Well, at least you picked up.
I'll use that as a joke from now on. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. So if you were going south, you'd be heading north.
There you go.
Basically, right?
That's it.
Yeah, on the river, anyhow. Well, that's interesting. What do you do down there, Matt?
I'm actually the director of the Chamber of Commerce down here.
Oh, you are? You're the right man to call in.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, you could tell us what those archaeological ruins are of.
Yeah, they had actually gone through, they were doing the archaeological studies on a new bridge that was getting put in over the Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And they have to do their archaeological studies. And when they started digging through there, they started finding old tools and stuff like that. And they found some relics from way, 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 way back. They suspect.
How far is that? Way, way, way back. Is that?
I'd be lying if I told you for certain on the dates, but he said that it was a pretty significant find. It was one that could probably get featured in a National Geographic if they were to submit it. It was pretty old stuff.
Yeah, old stuff, old tools.
Yeah, old tools and stuff like that. I don't know that they found any grave sites or anything like that, but it was still a significant, you know, camp areas because it was there right there on the riverbanks.
Yeah. Did they find an ads?
Find any what?
Ads.
Ads?
Find an ads?
No, I don't believe that.
Because I don't think we have those anymore. That would make it pretty old. An ads turned up. ADZ, you know?
Oh, I guess.
Very cool. All right, so that's what those are. But did they know what the site was?
I'm sure they do. I don't have as much detailed information on it, but I know that they had brought a couple of the items around whenever they were trying to get an archaeological society started up here. Because arrowhead collecting is a pretty big hobby around here, mm-hmm. with as many rivers that we've got coming through here in creeks. Mm-hmm. Perry County is known in the mid-Tennessee area as having a lot of tributary creeks going into the Buffalo that goes into the Tennessee River, which is why usually when people find out that you're from Perry County, they ask you what creek you live on.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And are there fish in that river as well, or just arrowheads? And stuff?
Oh, yeah. But, a lot of smallmouth bass. And,
oh, yeah, really?
Matter of fact, right behind my house, one of my neighbors pulled out a 23-inch smallmouth about 4 or 5 years ago.
Really? What was he doing behind your house is what I want to know.
He's fishing.
Okay. That's what he says he was doing. He probably brought the fish with him is what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
So you could open your window and just cast right out your bedroom window probably.
It's a little far from the bedroom window, but I've got a deck that I could probably cast off of if I was really good and could aim between the trees.
Yeah. Well, you should be by now. If you're on the deck enough, you should have that one down, I would think, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That's very cool. Okay, and then now let's talk up Linden, Tennessee, your Chamber of Commerce. We come down to Linden. I know there's a battle of Beardstown.
Yeah, Battle of Beardstown. Yeah. That was it happened on May 7th, I believe it was. We had the 150th anniversary last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of the first. It's the first documented. I've heard that there was others, but it was one of the first documented amphibious landings in the Civil War.
Okay.
They had actually landed on the Tennessee River and had marched about, I guess that'd be 8 miles or so, into Linden and took the courthouse by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And with a much smaller Yankee force, which kind of makes me proud being from Ohio, that they took it and was able to overtake the county there.
But when they do the reenactment, does the Union still win?
Yeah, but they make them out to be a little bit rougher and meaner than they probably were.
Well, it's a war, you know. It's a war.
Yeah. So they play it up. It probably would have been a fairly quick and boring reenactment if they did it absolutely historically, because it was kind of a surprise attack and they were able to get them down. I think they only had 3 people got killed and a lot of prisoners were taken. So it wouldn't necessarily be the big shoot 'em up that a lot of reenactments are. So they kind of fluff it up a little bit to make it more exciting.
Is this where they burned the Capitol?
They burned the courthouse.
The courthouse.
Matter of fact, Perry County had lost a lot of records because that's where the primary record keeping was done, was at the courthouse building. So they lost a lot of records in that fire, and they had rebuilt the courthouse, and then the courthouse burned down again. The courthouse has burned like 3 times. One time it was the Yankees' fault, though.
All right, that's good. Now, we come down there and we'll see. And that's where, in June or something?
No, it's actually next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
So this is very good timing, then.
Yeah, next weekend is the reenactment, and they have a little event all day long. They do a women's tea at the Commodore Hotel right across the street from the courthouse.
They make tea from women?
Tea. No, a women's tea where the women will get together and drink tea in their fancy Civil War era dresses.
Oh, I see. That's the way they used to do that.
And
that's better that way.
But yeah, they have that over there, and then they'll have little demonstrations of cannon fire and drill exercises and different things like that.
Yeah,
people can come in and look at the different relics that people have collected, and some people set up and sell replica items and old style money, replicas, from stuff like that for souvenirs.
Sure. So it's a whole to-do, as my mother would say.
Oh yeah, they really make it up, and then they have for the reenactors, they have a Confederate ball afterwards in our community center, and they have a band that comes in. I believe it's called the 5th Regimental Alabama 5th Regimental Civil War Band or something like that comes in and play Civil War era music, and it's a really neat event.
Is there a conflicting Union ball as well, or?
Well, they don't have the Union ball. They just have the, and I don't know that it's necessarily called the Confederate ball. I think it was just called the reenactors ball.
Yeah, it's probably better that way.
But yeah, they'll and they have people come in and from all over the country to reenact. We end up having. I think last year we had 150 or 200 reenactors. We have horse-mounted cavalry. We've got cannons. We've got people shooting out of the windows of the courthouse. I mean, it's a pretty neat event, to see.
You have a horse mounted on the cavalry? That's
horse-mounted cavalry. They mount.
Well, isn't that means horse in the word there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, aren't you? How come are you you a reenactor? Because
I am not.
Don't you want to prove your worth here, coming from Ohio and know all this?
Well, they told me that they would be glad to give me a blue jacket and a rifle, but I told them that I didn't want anyone having a chance to shoot at me.
Okay. Well, Matt, it's very nice to talk with you. Thank you. It sounds like a great, actually, event if you're into that kind of thing. Down there in Linden, Tennessee, our town of the week, we have a little something for you for being so nice.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State with an assortment of handcrafted, all-natural artisanal cheeses from Southwest Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese.
Very great. Thank you very much.
We're giving you the good cheese, Matt. Thanks very much. Hang on just a second. Make sure you get an address from me to mail that out. Thanks very much,
Matt. Thank you, sir. Great talking to you.
Bye. Okay, it's on hold there, hopefully, there, because I don't think you could pick him out in that same point-and-sniff method again if you had to find him. And if you have a town of the week, you be sure and tell us about it, but we got our own going right here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we have to throw out the dart.
Oh, yeah, the dart. So you got to – here's what you do then, Mike.
Supposed to do that?
We didn't rehearse this. Yeah, take the headphones off before you get up because I've done that, and that's very embarrassing because, yank them out or something. Yeah, just take the dart there. Okay, that's okay. No, you don't throw it. You don't throw it. You go in the audience now. And you ask if someone would like to throw the dart to pick.
Somebody want to throw the dart?
Stand on your head first.
Yeah. Come on.
Mike
up.
Was going to throw the dart. Isn't that embarrassing?
Oh. All right. Come on up
so
here.
So embarrassed for him.
And what's your name?
Usually a kid. We usually get a kid or something.
There are no kids here today.
No.
There's
come
no kid.
On. No, it's
no,
fine.
You're
come
fine.
On up.
He was a kid once.
Yeah.
What
this is my first time with the dart thing. Yeah. So,
get his
name. And your name?
Cherry Rickman.
All right. Are you a good dart thrower?
I can hit the board.
All right, well, when are you...
All right, but spin him around 3 times and have him close his eyes.
No spinning. No. Okay, just throw the dart. There you go.
Oh,
All right, let's see.
Linden, Tennessee. What are the odds on that?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Wait, we have something for you. We have an Ole Miss hat for you.
There you go, an Ole Miss
that
hat.
Yeah, wear that if you're ever down here.
And and it looks like the town that we discovered is Ranger, Texas. So that's
Ranger,
next
Texas. Yeah, week for next week. Thank you very
Ranger,
much,
Texas.
Arnold.
Yeah,
nice job. Very well done. Seamless. Okay. You can applaud here. It just takes up a little time, and I think of what we're doing next.